Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled Steve Jobs' Lesson on How to Be More Charismatic. Why are we talking about this? Because if you think about the fact of what Steve Jobs did in his lifetime and the kind of mindset he had and how he was able to sell people on the idea of the technology that was available, created the iPhone, the iPad, the iMac. He proved that people will pay to carry a mini computer around with them. Everyone here has the same or the sense that right now is one of those moments when we are influencing the future, said Steve Jobs. One simple mindset shift can make you more charismatic. A reporter once asked Freddie Mercury why he thought his band Queen was so successful. Calmly, Mercury replied, "The reason we're successful is daring. My overall charisma, of course. In every workplace, social scene, city, there are plenty who seem to have it all. The popularity, the recognition, the prestige, doors magically open for them in all kinds of life-changing ways." What if you could become more charismatic with the flip of a switch? In my experience of coaching more than 100,000 men and women in over 110 countries, have proven to me beyond a shadow of a doubt that you can, and I'll show you how right now. Let's start with a peek into the life of Steve Jobs, a man many call the most charismatic of the 21st century. And why is that? Because if you think about it, Steve Jobs, and you look at his history and his background and what he achieved in his lifetime, there is a big difference on what helped him get where he got to from where he was. And for so many people, it's just a learning curve. It's learning how to change your behavior, how to say and do things that will attract people to you. Barely a month before the first iPhone was set to be released in 2007, a frustrated Steve Jobs summoned his senior team. Steve had been carrying around a prototype iPhone for a few weeks. When his team assembled, he pulled the prototype out of his pocket and pointed at the dozens of scratches on his plastic screen. "People would carry their phone in their pockets," he said. "They'll have keys and other things in there, and those things would scratch the screen." Steve wanted something more elegant than plastic. He wanted glass. And you know what? Of course, it had to be strong glass, that wouldn't scratch or easily crack. So Jobs got in touch with a CEO who supposedly had just the type of glass Jobs was looking for. After a week of phone tab, Jobs finally invited the CEO out to Apple headquarters. The CEO told Jobs about a new type of glass that had taken decades to develop, called Gorilla Glass. Jobs remained unconvinced, so he started explaining to the CEO how glass is made. As Jobs was drawing away on the whiteboard, the CEO started to get annoyed. Finally, the CEO stood up and said, "Can you shut up for a second and just let me teach you some science?" Jobs was taken aback. No one spoke to him that way. As he slumped back into his chair, the Corning CEO took his place at the blackboard and began a lengthy tutorial on the chemistry behind glass. Once he finished, the first thing Jobs said was, "I want as much Gorilla Glass as you can possibly make in the next 6 months." "We don't have the capacity for that," the CEO asserted. "None of our plants even make the glass right now." Jobs didn't panic. He didn't get angry or discouraged. He simply replied, "Don't be afraid. You can do this. Get your mind around it. You can do this." Of course, the rest is history. The glass is produced, the iPhone explodes into a billion-dollar industry, and the way our species communicate will never be the same again. And let me explain to you, that all happened in 2007. 2007 is the first time that anyone ever picked up a small cell phone and communicated with each other at any time other than on a landline. And that was the beginning of a totally new industry. And it is now 2017, and it is 10 years later. Samsung just came out with their Note 8. And in their Note 8, they have what you call Bixby. And you can talk to Bixby, and because the technology in Bixby is so far advanced than what Siri is right now, until the iPhone 8 comes out later this month, it is far more superior. Plus, on the Note 8, you can do a split screen. And I just saw that the iPhone 8 is going to be $1,200, whereas the Note 8 just got released and it's $960. But the technology that goes into these products makes a big difference. And one thing that I found is it is important that even though they make these cases, to not break or to not scratch, it still happens. The best thing you can do is get a case to cover it. And you will notice that the cases that the iPhone have are totally surrounded. The Android, the Samsung, they have various brands, but they have been doing their Note 8, and their Note 8 is 6.6 inches. It's an infinity case screen so that you can get 3D pictures. And it is just how interesting that people today, with their iPhones, with their Android phones, any smartphone that you use today, it is so far advanced that it's like you're carrying your little mini computer in your hand and can use it at any time of day. Is that make or break moment? One of two things could have happened. Either the iPhone gets made with Gorilla Glass, or we're all stuck walking around with super scratched plastic smartphones by turning on one of the three most important charisma traits, certainty. When the CEO felt uncertain he couldn't provide the glass needed, Jobs wasn't fazed. He looked into his own certainty and then instilled it into his counterpart. Magic trick? No. This is an example of what charisma can do. Just another day in the office for someone who understood that charisma is a skill you learn, not a talent you're born with. Charisma is a skill you learn, not a talent you're born with. With everything we do, we ultimately have a choice. We can either do it with certainty or uncertainty. As a mentor once told me, Jason, do you think with a certainty and doors open, do them with uncertainty? And I swear, knock all you want, but the door will never open for you. Okay, so let's go over this again. As a mentor once told me, do things with certainty and doors will open. Do them with uncertainty and I swear, knock all you want, but the door will never open for you. So the theory here is if you believe in yourself, in your choices, in your actions, you can succeed. The problem is that for too many people, they let the people around them dictate what they should do and what they should believe in and how they should treat and go about their lives. So, for you listening to this show, what you need to do is take a chance to turn things around. What does it really mean for us to do things with certainty? Certainty means you're not hesitant, not wishy-washy, not unclear. Instead, everything you do has a certainty to it. When you're in a business meeting, you're certain. When you're having dinner with someone, you're certain. When you're walking to lunch, you're certain. What this means is you truly believe in what you're doing, and you truly believe that you will succeed, and you will let no one tell you differently. And if you're in business of selling something, whether it be a product, a service, or an idea, your prospects are heavily influenced by this type of certainty. People are subconsciously attracted to it as well. There was a fascinating study done on certainty using all the things a jaywalker would do. They had a guy stand at a busy street corner full of other pedestrians. The idea was to have him jaywalk and observe the reactions of the other people. In the first setup, the guy would stand at the corner, and when no cars were coming, would look once quickly to make sure that it was safe, and then walk certainly and confidently across the street. In the second setup, the guy did the same thing, except he hesitated. He put his foot out into the street. He pulled it back. He looked right. Then he looked left. Then right again. After a few seconds, he finally walked across. The results of the study were pretty staggering. 7 times as many people followed the guy in the certain, confident walk as he opposed the hesitant walk of the second setup. So, here's a good example. If you do things with certainty, people will follow you. But if you hesitate for even a fraction of a minute to prove that you're not sure, then no one will follow you. And this follows you whether you're in your personal life, whether you're in your business life or what your business activities. The idea here is to look for ways that you can create charisma. Because you know what? If you are selling a product, if you are doing things that you want someone to show you and believe in you and be willing to fund you, if you need funding, then you have to be certain that whatever you do, that there is a very good possibility that you can succeed. So, here we go. Imagine changing one thing and having 7 things as many people follow your lead. As I begin to wrap up, you have a choice now. You can leave this like many will, thinking, oh, that was interesting, and then return to doing things as you've always done them. Or you can take action on it. You can move through the world with more certainty, harnessing the charisma. By doing so, you heighten your power of influence, and you'll give others the same gift of unwavering belief. Steve Jobs passed on to so many he touched. The choice, as always, is yours. So, what have you done today that shows charisma, that shows that you can achieve the things that you really believe in? And think about everything that you've done over the years and how you've achieved or haven't achieved those activities. But what I'd like to do is give you a good description of what charisma is and how it's described in psychology. Okay, so charisma is the ability to attract, charm, and influence the people around you. Charisma is often said to be a mysterious, ineffable quality. You either have it or you don't have it, but it's actually easy to break down many of the key factors that make someone charismatic. Such factors include, but are not always limited to, confidence, exuberance, optimism, a ready smile, expressive body language, and a friendly, passionate voice. What else have you ever thought of? So, the basis of modern secular usage comes from the German sociologist Max Weber. He discovered the term in the work of Rudolf Sohm, a German church historian who in 1892 was immediately recognized in Germany as an epoch-making work. It also stimulated a debate. So as you see, what we've been talking about is how you can take your charisma, how you can develop it into being who you want to be, and also how to enhance or influence, because one of the things a charismatic person is they can influence how we live our lives, how we do things. You can see it in politicians. You can see it in actors, because guess what? Have you ever followed a soap opera? Have you ever followed the popularity of a soap opera? And then how many of those actors sometimes will decide that they want to do more than just be an actor on screen? Because you know what? If you're in a primetime show, your popularity lasts only as long as that show lasts. Because if you happen to hit a show that actually stays on for any length of time and makes good money, then you can be an influencer. And you know what? Today, there's anyone, it has been proven that anyone can use YouTube or any format where they can create their own channel and they can become a charismatic influencer just so easily. How many times have certain entertainers been found by other entertainers just by posting a video? And how many times have certain successful entertainers just performed or put out an introductory album and someone liked it and went to them and helped groom them to make them what they are? So there's so many things that you can think of ways that you can create and be charismatic. And remember, when you do something, do it with certainty. Believe in yourself. Believe that you have the ability to achieve the things that you believe in. And the best thing that you can do is you got to step out of your comfort zone, be broke for a while, lose some friends, have some sleepless nights. But most people still don't get through. But you know what? If you want to be successful, if you want to learn to be charismatic, then you have to learn to step out of your comfort zone. And you have to believe in your destiny to succeed. Because if you don't believe in yourself, if you lose, then as long as you truly believe in yourself, you have the ability to succeed. You can be charismatic just by believing in yourself. because you will come across as someone who believes. Because remember, Steve Jobs put out the first iPhone in 2007, and when he realized that it was plastic that covered it and it got scratched, he wanted a glass that wouldn't scratch. And so what did he do? He went out and found someone who can make that glass, who was testing it. And that person did not believe he would have it ready in time, but Steve Jobs did. And guess what? When the first iPhone came out 2 months later, it had that Gorilla glass on the phone. So remember this, you are what you believe. You can achieve anything if you truly believe in yourself. Because you know what? If you don't believe in yourself, then how can someone else believe in you? So the first thing you have to do is believe in yourself. Because if you don't believe in yourself, then how can you expect anyone else to? When you believe in yourself, you jump out of bed in the morning, you look forward to setting goals and reaching them, and you take better care of yourself. So, what are some of the things that you can do to become charismatic in any of your goals? And remember, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one personalcareercoach.com, and you can sign up for coaching, and we can work with you on putting together a business plan or an action plan to help you reach your personal goals.